Across the country, similar scenes to those in Carbon Hill are unfolding. Emergency crews are searching for survivors. Many residents have returned and are combing through devastation to salvage what they can of their personal effects. The storms affected a broad section of the country, at least 7 states. The worst damage was in Tennessee, Alabama, and Ohio. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The series of tornadoes struck unusually late in the year, bringing a violent conclusion to a weekend of unseasonably warm weather. The National Weather Service says more than 50 tornadoes were spotted in 7 states. At least a half dozen of the twisters proved to be deadly. In Carbon Hill, Esther Willis survived the storm by fleeing her mobile home and driving her truck into a culvert as the tornado passed overhead.
It just sounded like the proverbial freight train, and we were parked in such a way that you could see the trees, and the trees were just wrapping themselves around each other.
The situation is similar in northwest Ohio, where a tornado struck the town of Van Wert. 2 people were killed there and 15 injured as the funnel cloud leveled houses, knocked down trees, and blew the roof off a movie theater. Customer Liz Hurston was inside the theater at the time during a showing of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. She says storm sirens began to blare and the walls of the building started shaking.
Jessica, my daughter, said, "Mom, I want to go home." So we got up to go home, to leave, and there was a young man standing in the doorway who said, "There's a tornado, it's right there." So everyone then just turned around and took shelter.
Meteorologists said the Van Wert tornado likely had winds of more than 200 miles per hour, making it one of the most powerful to strike the region in several years. Witnesses reported seeing as many as 4 smaller funnel clouds that branched out of the main one. Ohio Lieutenant Governor Maureen O'Connor toured the damage this morning and declared it one of the worst disasters she's ever visited.
I have seen numerous tornadoes in the last 4 years and the damage that they've done. This is, I think, probably the highest velocity that we've seen.
Of the 7 states hit by the weekend tornadoes, the death toll is highest in Tennessee. 2 bands of severe weather struck there over the weekend. A Saturday night storm killed 3 people, and a Sunday night series of tornadoes brought the death toll to 16. The remote community of Mossy Grove outside Knoxville suffered the most damage. The tiny town of just a few hundred residents has reported 4 deaths, and many other people are missing. About 20 homes were destroyed. Terry Phillips, the fire chief in the neighboring city of Olive Springs, says rescue operations are underway, and they've taken on an added urgency in such a small, close-knit community.
A lot of the firemen out there actually have friends and relatives, and some of my police officers from here in town that were on duty last night actually had friends and relatives that they couldn't get to. For a while, they were totally blocked off with no communications and, you know, just didn't know what was going on or anything.
Emergency officials are optimistic that most of the missing will soon be found alive. Many, they say, might simply be unable to contact relatives because phone lines are down and highways are blocked by debris. Forecasters say the storm system that caused the tornadoes now is moving offshore and the threat of severe weather has lessened. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.